First, I'd like to give credit to Seattle for obviously a good win. It was a hard-fought game. It's disappointing. You know, we kind of planned on playing it obviously a little differently, and you know, we just weren't at the end of it. We just weren't able to make enough plays. The one turnover with regards to the first half fumble resulted in points. We thought it was going to be a field position game, especially with the early weather. And then as the game went on, that became a little less of a factor from a win standpoint. But, you know, I'm proud of the way our guys competed. You know, we weren't able to get it done, and, you know, we kind of go from here. So it's tough. It's always tough when you get this far and you're not able to finish. So any questions? Well, they were playing their defense. One of the things they do a very good job with is they don't do a lot. You know, they play a lot of single safety zone. They kind of keep the ball in front of them. They're very patient, and they force you to be patient. So, you know, I thought the thing, and I'll have to go back and watch the film, I thought we were able to move it in spurts, especially in the running game, and yet then there'd be something to keep us from taking advantage of that middle field yardage. And so we'll look at the film, but they're a tough defense. They have been all season long, and, you know, it's just they force you to really be patient with regards to what you're doing both in the run and pass.
Did you ponder maybe going for it instead of trying that second grand field goal late? I mean, it was kind of back and forth.
The down and distance was what?
Yeah.
Fourth and what? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so fourth and 15 numbers that I didn't consider. First half, I felt like it was swirling. We felt the advantage was left to right on our sideline, which was different than the last game. It was coming out of the south. So as we were going into it, you know, it just was off and on. You know, there'd be a gust here or there, and so it was tough conditions for everyone. And you know, again, credit the plays they were able to make, and they made more than we did. Yeah, they force you to be patient and play a lot of that deep thirds coverage. And look, we got to find ways to try to get him more touches early. And he grabs obviously a lot of attention, so it's good on their part.
Sean, did you like where you were at to start the second quarter before that fumble?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of the theme to how we had to play. We felt this game, and you know, we just talked about, you know, playing not just the field position battle, but understanding the significance of the takeaways and making sure that was something that we found a way to correct from the last time. And so anyway, but yeah, I think with the way this game was going early, you know, they had the field goals. So.
Sean, how did you feel overall about your defense and your defense against Lynch?
Look, I thought they played hard. You know, they got the big run late because we were in more of a kind of an all-out run defense, and he was able to make a great cutback. But, shoot, they played hard. We'll look at the tape, and, you know, we had opportunities. We just weren't able to, you know, get enough points. And, again, it's disappointing.
Going into the game, was Lynch the number one focus in the defense?
Yeah, obviously it's a team we feel like likes to run the football. You know, they do a good job with their play action pass. I think with the elements they were the way they were in the first half, you know, I think both defenses certainly felt like it was going to be more challenging to throw the ball down the field. And again, I thought as the game went on, some of that changed some. But yeah, obviously – that's a starting point with what they do.
Do you feel like maybe Marcus lost track of time, didn't know he had that much time left, but he could have stepped out of bounds?
Yeah, listen, we'll look at the film. Next question.
Going into next season?
Well, look, it's early. I was proud and am proud of how our guys fought and competed this year. You know, they found a way to win 12 games. Obviously, It wasn't enough for what we aspire to do. And there are a lot of, it's a young team, a lot of new faces. So we've got important offseason. We've got time. We'll have meetings on Monday and, you know, kind of begin our work towards improving. And I thought they fought hard this year. And that's one of the things I told them. You know, it's disappointing. It's disappointing to lose in a playoff game and so close to where, you know, your final goal is. And yet, you know, I thought there were a lot of good signs from a lot of good young players and veteran players, too. I would say a little bit better than the last time. It's always challenging, though. There's a penalty in there, miscommunication, you know, not hearing. I mean, look, you can't say it doesn't factor in, but you just try to minimize, you know, how it factors in. But maybe a little bit better than the time before, but it's still problematic, still challenging. Listen, I thought, obviously, we made great improvements from a year ago. He brings an enthusiasm with him, a personality that is contagious. You know, he's a great staff person as well. He gets along with the coaches. I'm proud of the staff. And in such a quick time period, you know, starting with the spring, his hire, and a lot of new faces, and also a lot of injuries, you know, we found a way to play complimentary football for the most part. Certainly we had games where we would have liked to have played better. But I thought, the first year was a very important hire for us, an important piece of what we're trying to do. And he's extremely, you know, passionate about the game. So obviously an important step for us. And we'll keep working and looking closely, evaluating our players, evaluating what we're doing. And trying to get better.
Sean, as you go forward, are you excited and encouraged by what the running game showed you, especially the last year?
Yeah, I'm excited about this team in general. When you look at the age of the roster and you look at a lot of the young players that are playing, you know, again, it's hard to be excited about anything this moment. But, you know, we got a chance to see some players maybe if everyone was healthy, we might not have. And that's encouraging. Man, it was tough that first half. You know, we clearly felt there was one quarter from, you know, our right to left that, you know, you were going into the teeth of that win. And it wasn't just a direct win. It was kind of swirling. But, you know, again, we were able to run the ball after that second series, kind of come out and get it off our end of the 50. We thought the field position was going to be critical if it stayed like that, the conditions. And, you know, we just had the turnover then on our side of the 50, and that resulted in points. I thought the weather played more of a factor in the first half, I guess, than the second half.
What stands out as a missed opportunity in the passing game? Obviously, the elements were tough and the defense was tough, but what is something you thought you guys had a chance to do?
Oh, listen, we'll get a chance to look at the tape and figure it out. There's a number of things. I thought we blocked them pretty well in regards to our protections. You know, we had a few penalties. I haven't looked at the final report, so.
Sean, has any team shown interest in Rob as a head coaching candidate, and how would you feel about your chances of keeping?
Well, listen, I think he loves coaching here, and, you know, we'll get into the offseason. And obviously he's a coach that I think is going to be a head coach, but, you know, we'll wait till the next couple of weeks. I'll keep you posted.